Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Influence of Time, hosted by me, Mitchell Hisse. If you are listening for the first time, then we're glad to have you. And if you're returning, then welcome back. This is a show where we take deep dives into people of influence, watching as their careers grow and change to see the influence of time. For today's episode, we're diving into a musician who's been blowing up my For You page for about a month now due to her song, In My Room, bringing a resurgence to the Twilight fandom. That's right, we're talking about the alt-rock and alt-pop artist, Julia Wolfe. Born Julia Capello and adopting the surname Wolfe as her stage name, Wolfe was born on July 14th of 1995 in Long Island, New York. She was raised on the North Shore of Long Island and began singing and writing poetry when she was still in high school. Wolfe has stated that she pursued English literature supposedly as her post-secondary schooling, though she hasn't stated as such, nor has she made any mention of a degree or a specific school. As a result, much of her early life is currently undocumented and left to vague speculations. What isn't left to speculations, however, is the origin of her stage name, Julia Wolfe. Wolfe has stated that it originates from her younger sister's childhood nickname for her. Wolfe represented the strength and protective nature that Julia has for her younger sister. Wolfe began her musical career on October 7th of 2019 with the release of her first ever single, Captions. I did you favors without asking. When the tables turn, shoot me down like assassin. See you getting mad. Hey, sorry, loser, cause you know I'm blowing past him. I'm constantly sick and bad. Captions was released through AWOL distribution and gained Wolfe a minor following throughout TikTok and Spotify due to her minimal pop production. Then, just 2 months later, Wolfe released her second single, Chlorine. Bring that shit out, you'll be fine. I just need some good advice. Have it back if you have mine. It's the way we live it. Bring that shit out, you'll be fine. Check yourself from time to time. Chlorine, released December 9th of 2019, is a song riddled with themes of nostalgia and a need for advice, and seemingly takes place in the aftermath of a breakup or falling out with another. The same day, Wolfe released another song titled Immortal. Siamo immortali durante la notte. Non puoi toccarci quando siamo coperti di luce. Di luce, balliamo via. A song that blew many people's minds as she begins the song in full Italian, a talent she likely gained from her time growing up in Long Island. Then, breaking into 2020, just before the world shut down, Wolfe released Play It Safe. Wolfe released Play It Safe on February 28th of 2020 and followed it up 2 months later with her single Ghost on April 2nd of the same year. Then, on May 21st of 2020, Wolfe once again released yet another single, Pillow. I'm not trying to party at Lavo, at least not right now. Not till I find some solid ground. Can't be too precious with my sound. Let it out, let it out, let it out. After Pillow, Wolfe released three more singles in 2020 alone. She released Play Dead on June 25th of 2020. So you love, I know either way I lose or I turn my head. When I saw you out one night uptown, I wasn't in the mood to let you down. Then she released a stripped version of Play It Safe on August 13th of 2020. So stuck, left all my burdens outside of my house. I run away when I start to feel doubt. I'm giving advice. Then finally ended her single spree with Styrofoam Cup on August 27th. Then, on October 5th, Wolfe broke her streak of solely releasing singles with the release of her first ever EP. Her first EP, self-titled as simply Julia, was a compilation EP comprised of Pillow, Styrofoam Cup, Chlorine, and Play It Safe. Following the EP's release, Wolfe released another single, Hoops, on October 22nd of 2020. From the start. following it up with MagSafe on November 12th of 2020. Present decline is a sugar rush. On your mark, get set, fuck off. Blackout drunk, that boy is botched. You can't let go of your grudges. Blood in your gums, quit acting tough. Just 7 days after the release of MagSafe, Wolf released her second EP, completing the self-titled theme with the EP Wolf. Wolf was yet another compilation EP, this time consisting of Ghost, Play Dead, Immortal, and Captions. Then, to finish off 2020, on December 3rd, Wolf released High Waist Jeans. As mentioned before, High Waist Jeans was Wolf's way of capping off 2020 and transitioning into the new year. Starting the year off strong, Wolf released Villain on January 14th of 2021. This single was Wolf's way of ushering in the new year and followed it up with her third compilation EP almost a month later. Gotham, her third compilation EP, was released on February 12th of 2021 and was comprised of Hoops, High Waist Jeans, and Villain. Then in March of 2021, Wolf released two more singles. Wolf released an acoustic version of MagSafe. Keep it low, keep it, my guard stay locked. Act like you're a privilege, always waiting for applause. Chuck it up to little Lucas, acting like the dice. This should never work, I see through you, that's on guy. That's on guy. On March 3rd, and Hydra on March 25th. Fly to understand, it's frozen territory for us both. I'm about to break my only oath. Call me traitor if I make it out on my own, yeah. Wolf then released yet another stripped version of one of her songs, this time stripping her recently released song, Hydra. Hydra Stripped was released on April 22nd of 2021. Wolf then continued her theme of releasing a minimum of one song a month with her song, In My Way. Wolf released In My Way on May 20th of 2021 and then followed it up by releasing yet another stripped version on June 10th of 2021. She's protective, comes with the ego. Horse steps the line like a free throw. Then, on June 23rd, Wolf released her first ever song through Spotify singles, being RBF Part 1. RBF Part 1, as its name implies, was the first of a two-part single release, the second half being released on July 22nd of 2021 as Resting Bitch Face Part 2. Then, on August 26th of 2021, Wolf released Falling in Love. Following this, Wolf took a bit of time away from music, not releasing anything through the entirety of September. This brief hiatus, however, was ended on October 7th of 2021 with the release of Wolf's first ever album. Her debut album, Girls in Purgatory, consisted of 8 songs in total, 3 of which were released prior as singles. The 5 remaining songs consisted of Nikes, Gigi Hadid, Cami Interlude.
What hot person's gonna want me about when they can have Gigi Hadid?
Which featured Cami Capello, Checkmate, to the side,
move to the side. You step back to stay polite. Keep in touch with me for some time. Try and check my style. I saw that shit from a mile. Ponytail swinging away.
Good night, Cami interlude, which once again featured Cami Capello.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you too.
And finally, the titular Girls in Purgatory.
Not a bitch, cause you're the one who's getting hurt. Told you I don't fuck with romance, cause it never works. So for yourself a lifeline.
Wolf continued to market her album throughout November of 2021, releasing a deluxe version of the album with the EP Girls in Purgatory Full Moon Edition on December 9th, 2021. This deluxe EP consisted of two bonus songs, Bottle of Advil.
My winters are colder than yours, you don't know me. Gory to the core, and you said I was boring, but I was just nervous.
And a third version of In My Way, named In My Way, Chi Say, featuring Lita.
Say, been out of bounds, you don't know your place. I'll be on my way out, you're in my way. Fuck else can I say? Said I don't play.
Breaking into 2022, Wolf took yet another minor hiatus, likely continuing her support of her album and her album's deluxe re-release. Her break from music ended on March 17th of 2022 with the release of R.I.P. to the Club. Wolf continued slowing down her speed of release, releasing her next single, Hot Killer, on June 23rd of 2022.
I was plotting back when I was 17. I'm a tall bitch with a small team. Actors in the DMs I forgot about. They stay pressed like juice. I won't call them out. They want weekend fling.
Then on August 25th, Wolf released her 25th single, Virginity.
I don't know what I'm capable of. I just don't.
Within the single, however, in addition to Virginity, the brand new song, it also contained Hot Killer, the previously released single. Wolf then released Get Off My on September 29th of 2022.
Never been like me to talk like this, but you should probably get off my. Who's that? Who's she? Wait, hold up. Oh, that's me. I'm that bitch that I wanna be.
Get Off My was released with Virginity and Hot Killer, also featured in the single, creating a strange pattern of re-releasing these songs alongside one additional brand new one. The reason behind this trend was then answered on October 27th with the release of Wolf's fourth EP, Dracula, which added a fourth song to the slowly growing collection, Dracula.
Cause most of you people just can't even look in the mirror. So why are you here? This summer I'm acting out. The same ones who throw in the shade.
Then on December 1st, Wolf added yet another song to this quickly growing collection. This new single, Gothic Babe Tendencies, wasn't released solely by her, with the new song featuring the artist Black Bear. Wolf once again continued this trend into 2023, as on January 10th, she released the second EP belonging to this small collection of songs, Rookie of the Year. Continuing the same trend she'd established at the end of the prior year, the EP featured all five of the previously released songs and the titular new song, Rookie of the Year.
Hollywood, New York girl out in Hollywood. Did a name drop you, but I wanted to. I'm the motherfucker Rookie of the Year. Used to wanna have the shit my feel.
Then, just 3 days later, on January 13th, 2023, Wolf finally released the final version of the album, titling the album Good Thing We Stayed. The 10-track album consisted of the six previously released songs, alongside Now.
No choice, I was made to have it. Yeah, look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now.
Hinge Boy. Sad Too Young.
Like a sad too young.
And finally, Sorority Girls.
I'm running it up, I run everyone off the field. Yeah, they get so threatened the second I see what I feel. Going off just the way that I...
Just like Wolf did with her last album, she took a break from releasing new music and simply focused on marketing and promoting her album. Eventually, releasing Gothic Babe Tendencies' New Moon on May 18th of 2023. However, after this, she continued her promotion-based hiatus. Wolf didn't release any more music until September 7th of 2023, with the release of yet another single, Wishbone. After the release of Wishbone, however, Wolf was back to her usual release of brand new singles. On Halloween of 2023, Wolf released her single, Burning House. Burning House was comprised of two versions of the same song, the longer one being simply titled Burning House, and the shorter version being Burning House, I Wanna Kiss You. Wolf then didn't release any music until March of 2024. On March 22nd of 2024, Wolf released the song that would eventually introduce me and many others to her music, In My Room. In My Room was Wolf's way of breaking into 2024, following it up with Life is a Storm on August 9th of 2024. Then to finish off her short spree in 2024, Wolf released Last Summer on October 25th of 2024. Following it up with The Year, parentheses demo, featuring Zach Palmer on December 9th of
2024.
With In My Room quickly blowing up across Spotify, Instagram, and TikTok, Wolf rode the popularity of the song with the release of an acoustic version of In My Room. This acoustic version was released on February 21st of 2025, which featured a re-release of the regular version of In My Room. Then on April 11th of 2025, Wolf began the trend she started back with Good Thing We Stayed by releasing yet another single, Jennifer's Body. This single featured the titular Jennifer's Body. Alongside another re-release of In My Room. Just 4 days later, on April 15th, Wolf released a remix of In My Room featuring the DJ and producer, Badger. This remix was then followed up by a new addition to her brand new collection with the release of the single, Loser. Loser was once again an addendum to her new collection comprised of In My Room, Jennifer's Body, and Loser. Then on May 13th, Wolf was featured on a cover of Iris done by Machine Gun Kelly. I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. The cover of the Goo Goo Dolls song was quite different from her usual work. However, it worked as a good depiction of just how much Wolf had grown in popularity over the past 6 years. Then, just 10 days later, Wolf released her third studio album, Pressure. Pressure was Wolf's longest album to date, comprised of 11 tracks with 8 brand new tracks. The 8 brand new tracks consisted of Kill You Off, Pearl, FYP, LimeWire, Girls, Sunshine State, and finally, You've Lost a Lot of Blood. Continuing the rapidly accruing hype Wolf had gained around her hit song In My Room, she released yet another remix with Badger, releasing In My Room VIP on September 5th of 2025. Following this, just 4 days later, on September 9th of 2025, Wolf was featured alongside the American rapper Yeet on Drake's new single, Doghouse.
When they're out searching for my body, I don't know who the...
Doghouse additionally featured Julia Wolf on the cover art for the single. Wolf then featured on Maggie Lindemann's single 2022 on the titular song 2022, which was released September 26th of 2025. Followed by being featured on RJ Passan's single, Wings, on October 10th of 2025. And finally, Wolf's most recent release as of recording this is her fourth studio album, Too Much Pressure. The 7-track album was a remix album consisting of songs from Pressure. These remixes all featured the up-and-coming duo Too Dumb and consisted of remixes of Pearl, Fingernail, and Loser. Alongside these three remixes, a remix of Kill You Off is featured on the album featuring BBY Gorod, and the album finishes off with a remix of In My Room featuring Critter. Since 2019, Julia Wolf has released 31 singles, 5 EPs, four albums, and roughly 3 hours and 12 minutes of music. In just 6 years, Julia Wolf has blown up in popularity, and in my opinion, popularity she incredibly deserves. Her music is unique, and it's incredibly rare for me to not enjoy one of her songs. I truly hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. If you did, then please be sure to tune in for our next episode. And if you'd wish to support us more, then be sure to check out our live show, The B-Side, every Friday from 2 to 3. Thank you very much for taking the time to tune in. Hopefully, we'll see you next time.